from KQED.
We're going to stay in Sacramento right now and get more reaction on this and other environmental legislation with Catherine Phillips. She's the head of the California Sierra Club. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
So we were just hearing from our guy Marzorati about the differences, the changes to the cap and trade deal. What's your response to this? What do you think was gained and lost in this deal making?
You should know up front that Sierra Club has never been a big fan of cap and trade. We've always worried about what the effects might be on local communities. That being said, in this particular cap and trade bill, there were a number of things given away. The oil industry came in and demanded that air districts not be allowed to do anything that would control CO2 pollution at facilities that are covered by cap and trade. To my knowledge, that's the first time the legislature has been seriously considering a bill that would essentially tell an air pollution agency you cannot control a specific pollutant.
Let's go to a bill that is very near and dear to your heart that cleared an assembly committee yesterday. This would essentially mandate that there would be clean energy by the 2040s. It's not very far away. Tell us how this would work.
The bill does a couple of things. One is that it accelerates the goal for renewable energy so that we get 60% of our whole energy, electricity, would be coming from renewable energy by 2030. That's a significant jump because right now we have a 50% requirement by 2030, and this would be 60%. It's entirely possible, it's doable, it's achievable. We know, for instance, that there was a day in May that 57% of California's energy was being produced by renewable energy. The next part of the bill says, okay, then once you've achieved that 60% by 2030, all of you utilities have to work with the Public Utilities Commission, the Energy Commission. You all have to work together with the utilities to figure out how do you get that last 40% to get to 100% clean energy in California by 2045.
And Catherine, what happens if this bill fails?
We go back to the drawing board and try it again or some version of it. You don't always get ambitious bills through in 1 year, so we'll come back.
Catherine Phillips joined us from Sacramento. Catherine, thank you so much.
You're welcome.